Welcome to Talking Marvel Plus. I'm Dennis.
And I'm Dyer.
And I'm Dan. And if you like the best content that the MCU has to offer, then this episode...
the episode for you. I think you covered up your microphone there, Daniel.
Yeah. So tonight, we are talking about the 2021 film Spider-Man No Way Home.
I didn't realize this was a German-themed episode.
Oh, yes. See what happens when you talk about the discotheque before you go on the air. Okay, never mind. Nope.
Perhaps. Daniel, welcome back. Welcome back. First of all, Daniel, can we get some closing thoughts from you about Moon Knight Episode 6?
Yeah.
Have you not seen Episode 6 yet?
I have. I watched it on Monday when I was really jet lagged and I kind of fell asleep, so I need to rewatch it.
Fair enough. We'll allow that.
I really liked
Jake Lockley.
Yep.
He doesn't smoke. I just, you know.
Jake Lockley. Yeah, no, we were right about Jake Lockley.
That was fine. I liked his ascension towards Avatar. Am going to say on the whole, Moon Knight passed WandaVision for me.
Oh, it surpassed WandaVision. I would still say WandaVision is WandaVision my number one. Moon Knight's a very close. It's kind of 1A, 1B.
The thing for me is WandaVision was drawn out. I think if WandaVision were like 6 episodes, it probably would have been perfect, but it was just a little bit too
Was it 10 or 8 or 9 episodes? Which one was it? 8?
It was either 8 or 9.
Would we feel differently if WandaVision, if Moon Knight came out first and now we just got WandaVision?
Well,
I feel like if WandaVision were not the first thing, it would not.
Right.
I feel like it would be underestimated.
So WandaVision was always supposed to tie into Multiverse of Madness before they had to shut it down for COVID and reshoots and everything. It was going to be WandaVision first and like weeks after Multiverse of Madness, but you can only do what you can do, right?
You can only do what you can do. I mean, the way that it played out, I think is
but yeah, I agree.
The right way. It's not, when I say surpassed, it's not by a large margin. It's just eked it out. And I think that it's more of a testament of Oscar Isaac to bring an obscure character so phenomenally to fruition.
Right.
Where like Elizabeth Olsen's Scarlet Witch, we had some introduction to.
Right.
And the Scarlet Witch is a much more famous character. So I think just what they accomplished with Moon Knight is so much more. Because like so much of WandaVision, you have so much direct correlation to MCU hype, whereas Moon Knight really stands on its own. So I think that's, for me, in terms of self-contained storytelling, I think it was a much loftier goal-wise, and I think like the execution was just, and it had nothing going for it, or like nothing like to make it successful.
I get you. I'm picking up what you're putting down.
He's picking up what you're putting down as he's picking up.
I did find it on the whole slightly more enjoyable.
I gotta charge something. And
depending on it, I mean, they're very different flavors, but they're both very delicious.
They're not that different. They're both exceptional, is the thing.
Yeah, no, it's really so top tier talent.
So I do have
top tier level
a thing that ties into No Way Home, right? So this is not a spoiler alert because we've all seen this series and we've all seen No Way Home. Thanks to
finally, Yes, thanks movies. To M4 Movies for donating a digital copy to me, the one holdout.
So Kevin Feige at Figgy pudding, whatever, at the red carpet premiere of Multiverse of Madness.
Kevin Feige?
What?
Are you talking about Kevin Feige?
Kevin
Feige.
Feige. Easy.
Kevin said that because of Sylvie, killing He Who Remains caused the spell that Doctor Strange did in No Way Home to go wrong, which led to the events of Multiverse of Madness, essentially.
And just to set the record straight, out of the three panelists on the show today, you are the only one that's seen Mom.
Yeah, I saw Mom on Mother's Day, actually.
Did they do that on purpose? Make it out Mother's Day weekend so they could.
I don't think so.
They should have leaned into that.
It was supposed to come out, like I said, a couple weeks after WandaVision.
Yes, this is a long. Yeah.
There's a. And you've seen it in the trailers.
Yeah.
They've showed it in the trailers where he goes to talk to Wanda and she says.
They really leaned into, from what my understanding, they've really leaned into the erratic nature and of the Scarlet Witch.
Yes and no.
I'm interested.
Okay, you'll just have to watch it. I'm not going to divulge anything that's going to be considered spoilers.
We will get to No Way Home here in a minute, but would you say, does Multiverse of Madness kind of make you go, "Oh shit, it's about to get amazing"?
Yeah. So, my spoiler, non-spoiler review of No Way Home, of Multiverse of Madness, it's very, very good. Sam Raimi, it's a typical Sam Raimi film, right? He did the Spider-Man. You have throwbacks, you have callbacks to Ash versus the Evil Dead.
I've got two questions for you.
Okay.
Is Sam Raimi's car in the movie?
The one that was in the Evil Dead?
Yeah, the original Evil Dead.
I'd have to go back and watch it to see. It's very possible it could be. There's so much going on that.
And does Bruce Campbell make a cameo? Perhaps. Dyer's giving me the shifty eyes, so we'll find out. But if you haven't seen it, go see the movie. I'm sure most of you have.
And Danny Elfman does the score for it. So Sam Raimi and Danny Elfman team up again from doing the Spider-Man stuff, right, with Toby. It's a very good movie. It's not like I know what route I think they're going to go in the MCU now. And if they go this route, it has the potential to be bigger than Endgame and Infinity War.
That's quite the statement.
Yep.
So we'll have to see how that shakes out.
Let's go to No Way Home, yes?
Yeah, so No Way Home pretty much picks up right where Far From Home left off. I mean, you even see Gyllenhaal and Mysterio, like the flashbacks.
The guy that broke Taylor Swift's heart? No thanks.
Yep, and then you've got basically the movie starts with
the bridge Peter Parker scene, right?
Trying to... You know, people, his identity's out there, so he's like, oh shit, it's getting crazy,
right? Did you expect that cameo with Matt Murdock?
I didn't. Well, I knew it was there because I had obviously, yeah. You would have to like basically live an internet free life for 6 months,
right?
For
me not you to just have saw it that. What like a week ago, so you saw it like a full year after it came out,
yeah. I saw it, yeah, 2 weeks ago. The thing about that is I expected it to be later on in the movie. I didn't expect it to be like
like in the first 15 minutes.
Yeah, where he's meeting with Happy.
There's a lot that happens in the first 10 minutes of this movie.
Right.
You see Tom Holland in his underwear. I was getting wine for that when I saw it in theaters. My boyfriend will never live that down.
Yeah. The good thing about digital copies, right? You can watch it over and over and over and over again.
The Tom Holland subreddit came through, don't you worry.
But everybody, yeah, it's because the movie starts with like the whole like Mysterio was right,
Well, yeah, because he doctored the footage, right? He essentially
correct
to make them think that Peter killed him.
I feel like there was more story that got cut out about Flash. The Flash Gordon storyline kind of takes a backseat.
Flash Thompson.
He's like, I'll Thompson tell people you're line?
He goes to college. Friends. That's not a storyline.
Well, no, because
it's a very, very down there subplot. And it's like more of a throwaway.
Yeah. And it's just like this character that was in the first two movies still exists.
The one thing.
You know what, Dennis, on
best,
that theory.
The best part of the. Okay, let me say it this way.
Hang on.
The best.
Go ahead. I'm very disappointed that the Ned and Mary Jane donut coffee scene didn't have more screen time. That's your argument, essentially.
No, that's actually because I would agree with that statement, Dyer.
Okay, let me rephrase it this way. I'm very, very disappointed that Happy didn't jerk off to Aunt May in the hallway more or something like that. I don't know. But
your point's
dumb, is what I'm saying.
I will say the highs of this movie, and there are a lot of them. Higher than any of the other highs in any of the Tom Holland Spider-Man movies.
You go on a roller coaster for sure.
Yeah, it is a great out of the three, the most fun of all three of them. I will say the parts with like JB Smoove in the school and the guy from Silicon Valley, they got annoying where they were not as annoying to me in the first two movies.
Well, yeah, but
I honestly don't know if I prefer this or Far From Home.
See, I kind of like
I'll expand on that later.
So this is honestly,
they're all very different.
So
this was the most Marvel movie of them all.
We talked about how Spider-Man had a trilogy in between Doctor Strange
You could argue that this is the least MCU like of the Tom Holland movies.
So we talked about earlier on these shows,
the Doctor Strange bits.
Hey, I'm getting there, damn it.
Especially with the Doctor Strange bits.
So we talked about fuck you, Dennis.
Can I get this out before you? Because I can tell you've got a lot to say. I just have one thing to say. Jesus, the first movie,
Homecoming,
was the most different.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So
but Far From Home was a Marvel movie through and through.
True.
Yes. You're right.
This kowtows to some. We'll get there.
Okay. Anyway, go ahead, Dan Dyer.
We've talked about on this podcast before how Spider-Man got a whole trilogy in between Doctor Strange and Multiverse of Madness. Daniel surmised, and I agreed with him, that it wasn't the right time in between for Doctor Strange to get a second sequel that quickly. I would almost classify this as a Doctor Strange 1.5.
I wanted to go that far.
Maybe 0.75, 0.5. Because because Multiverse of Madness had been announced at this point. They knew when it was coming out.
It was clearly setting up the Multiverse. Doctor Strange sequel. But I mean, in the grand scheme of things, the Doctor Strange stuff really, like, it's critical, but he's definitely a supporting character.
Exactly. And he spends what, like, maybe 20 minutes on screen total, because he gets trapped in the Grand. He gets trapped above the Grand Canyon for like 16 hours, he says.
Yes.
Because Peter uses geometry to outsmart the Sorcerers. Well, not he wasn't the Sorcerer
Which
Supreme.
Is so fucking cool.
He realizes it's Archimedes' spiral, and he traps Strange above, because Strange isn't Sorcerer Supreme. Wong got it. Because Strange was blipped for those 5 years. Yeah,
right. See, that's what I'm saying. The Wong bits makes me the Wong is very modern MCU.
So what you're saying is you don't want Wong in the movie. Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm not saying that's a bad thing. I'm just saying this was the most like the other MCU movies. It's not a knock on the movie.
No, all of the Tony Stark and Happy and Far From Home.
Yeah, that's that. Yeah. like when Peter puts on the glasses and it's not Friday. Is it Friday? Yeah. In the glasses or whatever. You know, he thinks it's going to be Tony Stark, right? And they're, you know, because Far From Home is the first movie to come out right after Endgame. And then it's very Peter trying to deal with the trauma of losing another uncle, right? And Dennis, I think earlier when you said the reason that Homecoming was so different is because we finally got a Spider-Man movie that was an introduction that we didn't have to see Uncle Ben die again.
Yeah, so it wasn't an origin story.
Just like every other Batman movie, right? Even in Batman versus Superman, they showed his parents being killed in the opening scene. Somebody in my family said, if I go see another Batman movie and they show his parents getting killed in the beginning, I'm walking out of the theater.
Well, they didn't with the Batman, though.
The Batman's different.
This Batman is very was actually good, so and this, I'm glad they went point, that direction. Homecoming is very much like a, it kind of has a John Hughes feel to it.
Yeah, I can see that. It's got some
John like a Hughes Breakfast acting. Club kind of a, there's a more
a little bit, but we're not here to discuss Homecoming.
No, I know. I'm just saying, I'm just talking about the tone of this movie. No Way Home.
No one's arguing that Homecoming is more MCU-y right. than Far From Home, but than No Way Home.
Homecoming.
No Far Way From Home is by far.
Yeah, you've got the main villain. You got the, yeah, you're true. You're true with that statement. Very true. Very true. I enjoyed the whole Wong and just kind of pissed off at Doctor Strange and how I'm trying to remember the snow. All the snow and the
there's a hole in the roof they haven't fixed from when the Hulk came through it in Infinity War.
Is that what it was? I thought he opened up a portal.
No, there's a giant hole. That's what I thought
too.
No, I'm pretty sure they went somewhere and let a bunch of crap through.
Pretty sure there was a hole in the roof.
That's what I thought.
From when
the Hulk. Are you on team hole in the roof, Dino, or team we went somewhere and closed the portal quick enough?
Team we went somewhere.
Yep. All right.
It's 100% hole in the roof. I will stake Dennis's reputation as a co-host on that.
You will?
Yeah. I'm willing to take that bet.
Okay. Steven.
That feels weird, but I'll allow it.
Sorry.
Look it up.
Look it up. We'll look it up later.
There's a hole in the roof from when the Hulk fell through during.
I don't know. How about the patrons out there? And patrons, I mean, listeners of this program, click the Discord link and hop into our Discord and tell us what it was. Do the research for us.
Better yet, if you have a screen grab, put that in there too.
Well, I've got the movie playing right now in the background, and there's definitely snow. There's no dispute to that.
Not saying there's a dispute to that. I'm not just debating.
Because Doctor Strange comes down the stairs and he's wearing snow boots.
I'm not disputing that there's snow in the Sanctum Sanctorum. I'm disputing how it got there.
This seems like a very weird point for us to be very divided on.
Right. So the highs, like you said earlier, the highs of this movie are, and we can go non-linear. When Aunt May dies, so I'll be honest, watching this movie,
we're just jumping right in.
Yeah.
Well, no. Yeah, okay, when Aunt May dies, it was sad.
Other than Endgame, that I've been moved to almost on the brink of physical tears in a movie.
Either snowflake.
They didn't need to go there. They didn't need to do that. They did not need
It seemed heavy-handed.
They didn't, but they did. And like with the whole, Andrew saving Mary Jane. Oh, geez. Andrew Garfield nailed that scene.
It was good.
I mean,
absolute redemption for Andrew Garfield's character.
100%.
And this is the whole crux of why it's not the most MCU of the Spider-Man, because of the Andrew Garfield and the Tobey Maguire.
The Sonyverse.
It's very other gen.
Right. And then you can see the relief on Andrew's face, right? He saves MJ because he wasn't able to save his. And he says, "Are you okay?" And she says, "Yes." And he cries and And, you know, I mean, that you could just tell, you know, that it was 100% redemption on for him. And it was amazing. I mean,
the moment where they go and or when Andrew Garfield is introduced into the film when he comes through
Ned's grandma's house.
Yeah. Yes. Probably one of my favorite scenes in the entire movie.
So the people in front of me, you would have thought just got handed $12 billion each because an Andrew Garfield came on screen. They screamed like schoolgirls meeting new kids on the block. And then when Toby came in,
right.
When Toby came in, they literally slid out of their chairs. And it wasn't, I think they shit themselves. They were so excited and they slid out.
This is why I hate the internet, because I would have never seen that coming.
Yeah.
Internet.
Right. And I, well, so I didn't look at spoilers, but I watched the trailer and
there was pretty much not anything that wasn't already pretty heavily rumored.
Well, there was especially one trailer, a Brazil trailer.
Plant May die and was not rumored.
Right. And, yeah. And, you know, Peter, you know, for everybody forgetting Peter wasn't necessarily rumored. But in the Statue of Liberty scene where Electro, Lizard, and Doc, no, who is it? Green Goblin. When they're all going through, right, and you see one, you see the green, you see the Lizard's head get, like, kicked back. Well, Marvel edited that out, or Disney. So Kevin Feige said, as far as the trailers for Multiverse of Madness, they have no control on what, because Disney releases those trailers. So they have no control what's shown in there and how much is shown. So everybody said, hey, this movie would have been great if blank. And Kevin's like, we don't have any control over that. And once the trailers go out, Disney puts those out and then they release the information that they want to. But I saw that trailer on Reddit on the Marvel Studios and somebody clearly found like an undoctored image of the Lizard's head being kicked back, and somebody theorized that there's more than one Spider-Man there in the final battle. So, but like you said, Daniel, if the internet didn't exist, nobody would have seen Toby or Andrew coming, and it would have been, or even Daredevil, right? It would have been, or Matt Murdock, even would have been a bigger oh crap moment, but I did get chills when Murdock caught the brick and he said, and Happy goes, what kind of lawyer? And he goes, I'm a really good lawyer. And I got chills when he said that. And like when the cane comes down, just because if there's anything that I want anybody to take away from my stance on these podcasts, I absolutely 100% unequivocally loved the Daredevil series on Netflix. Those, I mean,
Now on Disney Plus.
The fourth season is slated to be filming or start filming soon. So, but yeah, so just seeing Matt Murdock,
I love that we get,
was great.
I love that we get a Peter Parker that's, well, less Tony Stark influenced.
Well, you especially see that at the end, right?
Everybody, yeah, but I mean, like, he's like, even like the scene where he's, going after Electro early on and he has his like phone on FaceTime mode, like just like duct tape to the front of his suit. That's like something you would see in the comic or the anime.
Right. Movies. But at the same time, right. They,
as opposed to having some kind of real time camera built into his,
he still had some Stark tech, right. The nanotech suit and all that stuff. But by the end of the movie, right. Nobody knows who he is. His aunt's dead. Happy doesn't know who he is. He makes his own suit, which is great because then he swings across the 30 Rockefeller Plaza during Christmas time, which do we think that happens? The finale of Hawkeye happens shortly after he swings across the Rockefeller Plaza.
Yes. Cause one of the posters there is the same from Hawkeye.
Right. And the tree's still up. So
correct.
It's not a gigantic, cause like this happens right around Halloween-ish. Right, so it's only a couple months after that the events of Hawkeye take place. So somebody theorizes like, well, it would have been kind of cool if we saw Spider-Man swing across 30 Rockefeller Plaza in Hawkeye.
Yeah, if you look closely, Peter was in the background.
Shut up. unless he goes, unless it's 2 months and they're celebrating Christmas in October, not going to happen.
Pizza Dog was still around.
Actually, snow was on the ground, so maybe not. Yeah, it was right around November, December, so maybe it was only weeks after. I know Pizza Dog was still around, but what I'm saying is, like, everybody's like, Spider-Man should have swung across the, you know, they should have swung across the screen at the end of Hawkeye.
That would have been stupid.
Would have been real stupid.
So things that could have made this movie better.
Nothing.
I have one comment. Slightly less Ned. Nope. Ned is, I can't stand Ned.
Disagree.
Ned annoys me.
Highly disagree. I'm on Team Daniel at this point.
Okay, well, we agree to disagree. Why do you like Ned? I like Ned's grandma. I appreciate the fact that we have Ned gives us Ned's grandma.
I mean, because Peter needs a friend.
He's the chair guy.
But we can have a slightly less annoying friend.
What? He's not annoying.
You don't find Ned annoying?
He's funny and he's supportive and he's relatable. He's a good guy.
I don't know. No Way Home Ned.
You're wrong.
No Way Home Ned really annoyed me. The whole storyline where he gets a girlfriend and falls in love on the plane ride. You mean? What?
You have the worst.
Far from home.
With that, I'm out.
You can't be out. You're in. You're very much out. You can be in. You can be out. You can be screaming and shouting.
Purple, I can be purple, I can be violet skies.
So the way this movie ends, phenomenal and heartbreaking.
Heartbreaking for sure.
Yeah, definitely heartbreaking.
In the diner there.
Because he goes to remind Mary Jane or MJ who he is, and he sees that MJ and Ned have been, you know, accepted to Harvard, and then he realizes, you know, hey, they've got a good thing going.
Harvard, it's MIT.
Oh, sorry, MIT. You're right. They have a good thing going, and you know, every time that anyone hangs around with him, right, something bad always happens when he's Spider-Man.
Yeah, so let's think through this for a moment.
I also love, okay, so the end, I am so fucking stoked that we're going to get poor grad student or poor college student Peter Parker.
Yes.
We have not had, like, they kind of went there in the Sam Raimi trilogy, but we've not had, right, like, broke ass bitch Peter Parker. And I'm there, so here for that.
What if you would have thought if Tom walked into his apartment and the landlord said, okay, rent is due, and he goes, you'll get your rent when you fix this damn door.
They should have got the same actor to be the landlord.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And then Tom goes, he says that, and he goes, oh, I'm sorry, that was rude of me. I shouldn't have said that. You know, in typical Tom Holland fashion.
Does Tom Holland get to walk around the street and have jazz hands and go?
No, because he doesn't have the symbiote yet. He doesn't have the symbiote suit.
Is it coming?
I mean, the post-credit seems to think there's part of, you know, there's a Venom, there's a part of the symbiote in the MCU now.
Yeah.
So, yes.
I think we might get jazz hands Peter Parker.
So, they've confirmed that Zendaya, whatever her name is, Tom and Ned are signed on for Spider-Man 4 with the same director. So,
be good.
Is it John Watts?
What about Andrew Garfield, though?
No, I don't think so. John Watts just backed out of the Fantastic Four, like the Fantastic good Four instinct. From Marvel. But
everyone should back out of Fantastic Four.
You'll be changing your tune. You'll be changing your.
No, I'm not.
There's a way they can do it without doing the space origin thing, and they can very tie it into WandaVision.
Can they make? Let me ask you this: can they make the Fantastic Four interesting?
Yes. It's going to be gender reversal, right? Instead of Sue Storm, it's Bob Storm. And instead of Mrs. Fantastic, it's instead of the Invisible Woman, it's the Invisible Man. And it's Mrs. Fantastic. And the Human Torch,
I think,
is a non-binary individual.
Do we think there's a chance?
And the Thing is just an edgy teenage goth girl, or is it?
Do we think along those lines,
Marvel, you can just mail me the check now because I
do we think we get Black Cat, but it's actually played by Titus what's his face?
Oh my god, yes, Titus Andromedon.
Yes.
What if we get
and it's Titus Andromedon from Kimmy Schmidt.
Yeah.
Yeah. What if we get what's his name? Is it Lavelle from Dennis, you've seen Breaking Bad, right?
Yeah.
The bodyguard that they
the guy that's got sleep apnea?
Yeah, that falls asleep on the thing of money at the end.
What's his name?
It's Lavelle.
It's Lavelle? Is that what it is?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
The guy that weighs like 400 pounds.
What if he comes back in like some sort of role, like he's Peter's, he's the voice of the
Symbiote. I got it. Happy Goes Gay.
No, see, that's almost
he can never love again.
No, that's
okay. Goes gay, Dennis. What is this? 1943? Fuck off.
Daniel, let's start writing the screenplay for our Fantastic Four with a Mr. Invisible Man.
I'm really curious about this thing of yours.
Yeah, it's brainstorming, but I think I'm on to something here.
It's an edgy teenage goth.
It's Bob time for real.
Just an edgelord.
So edgy and awkward that she repels people.
Yes. She doesn't have any superpowers. She just looks at somebody and she's like, and goes, and like flips her, yeah, her hair.
And it sends people back to their awkward teens.
It's essentially the goth, yes, the goth kids from South Park.
And then so non-binary Torch,
yeah,
can't be a full on, because it's just non-binary person,
right?
So like it can't be a full on like flame on thing. So what does non-binary person do?
Light up? No,
no, that'd be more.
Yeah, non-binary person just glows.
No, they just get flush. Their cheeks just get flush.
Yes, yes.
And their catchphrase is "Sorry, that's my rosacea."
Yeah, you guys remember it's Pat simmering. from Saturday Night Live, where they don't know whether it's a boy or a girl.
Yeah,
that's the Human Torch right there.
Okay, and then who do we cast in that role? That's a tricky one because
Leslie
Stanley Tucci.
Stanley Tucci. No, he's
no. Really, I think you get the girl from Saturday Night Live, Maya Rudolph. I feel like she could pull it off.
You mean Leslie Mann?
No, Maya Rudolph.
No, you can do Leslie.
Not Maya
Mann.
Rudolph. Leslie Mann would work. Maya Rudolph would not. Maya Rudolph is too comedic.
New Anna Kendrick, right? She's kind of got that, you know.
No, Anna Kendrick could be the Thing, though.
I do like Anna Kendrick, yeah. So, yeah, she's the Thing. Okay, we're on to something here.
Yep, and Mr. Fantastic.
Okay, so no, it's Mrs. Fantastic.
Oh,
Mrs. And Fantastic. The Invisible Man.
So Mrs. Fantastic has to be Lizzo. So the Invisible Man has to be someone really puny.
Michael Cera.
Just no.
Ezra Miller.
Getting closer, but he's getting arrested for beating people up in Hawaii too often.
You're right. Okay. All right. Think.
What's
come on.
His face?
Think
just
think.
Someone really gross and gangly. Shia LaBeouf. No.
No. Amber Heard. No.
No. The really gross part you got, but
and really terrible.
Just gotta be like something. Really just like so
Chris Kattan.
Oh no, Timothée Chalamet.
Yeah, so hot take. I watched the new Dune when it came out on HBO. Wasn't a fan of it.
The movie Dune?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it was weird.
It was okay because Oscar Isaac was in it. He saved it for a little bit. And then we...
It wasn't a great movie adaptation.
No, I watched, but everybody was like, everybody was like shitting their pants. It was like, oh, it's so good. I didn't think it was great by any means.
Yeah, I thought it was okay.
So yeah. Got it. Chalamet as
Timothée,
Mr. Invisible Man, or is the Invisible Man? Lizzo as Mrs. Fantastic. Oh my god! Fantastic.
Especially Timothée Chalamet married to Lizzo, perfect.
No. They're married, but it's only for tax breaks.
I know it's an arranged marriage because they're Hindu.
Yes, it's an arranged marriage. Hindu now. And Anna Kendrick is the thing.
Is this a Bollywood film?
And Anna Kendrick is the thing. And
this feels like a Bollywood adaptation.
Who's the other one? Who'd we say was
a woke Bollywood adaptation? Human Torch. Fantastic
Four. Leslie Mann.
Titus. No, yeah, Leslie.
Leslie Mann. They adopt them to get, and then they spend a whole third of the movie in a legal battle to adopt those two.
Wait, but that they're not their children.
See, I thought we were going that they were their children.
Why would you assume that?
So somehow Timothée and Leslie Mann would have to be siblings, but it works if we change it so that Mrs. Fantastic is non-binary, glowy sibling, because then Lizzo and Leslie Mann could be siblings.
Instead of leading scientists, what do you think they do by profession?
Welfare
fashion
workers.
Designers.
Fashion
welfare workers. Today?
Welfare workers?
Yeah.
Department of Child Services, and they adopt them.
Department of Child Services, but like, literally just like filing paperwork, like not anything of consequence.
It's 3 hours of them going, you have the wrong form. You need form 429, and this is for form 29.
They all work at a
I'm simmering right now.
They all work at a rural BMP. Rural.
$1 million idea.
Yeah,
Timothée is.
Someone get Lionsgate on the phone.
Timothée is calling me right now to sign on.
Yes, hello, Kevin. Yeah, I'm just gonna just quick pitch here.
His name is Keyvine Fade.
Keyvine. Yeah. So I need to speak to Keyvine. Yeah, Keyvine. just
hi, Keyvine. I've got Timothée on the line.
Three words. For the new woke Fantastic Four.
Three. Several more words. Rural BMV.
Three more words.
Social workers.
I think we may have just struck gold.
Six more words at Timothée Chalamet.
Yeah. So No Way Home was a great film.
But it pales in comparison to Fantastic Four versus the BMV.
So how many more weeks do we have, Dyer, until we get Miss Marvel?
Let me check. Boop, 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 boop. Checking.
Because I'm open for suggestions for what we watch for next
Wednesday, week. June 8th.
Yep. So we've got 3 weeks.
There's a chance that you guys may have to take on Miss Marvel after the first week, sans me. But we'll see.
I refuse.
Yeah, we may just take a hiatus for that first month, and
we'll see. No, no hiatus. We'll just republish old content and just not tell anybody.
I mean, let's be honest.
No, we'll figure something out.
We'll there's a good point that the child will be up. So,
well, we might have a fourth host.
You just hear wah, wah. Yeah. And then he goes, "Hello, my name is
Redacted.
I am host for my dad today." And I'm the one crying in the background.
What does your child's voice sound like? Kim Jong trying to.
No, no, you misunderstand. He went to the discotheque.
Follow me on Twitter at Babbling Dan. Follow me on Instagram at Daniel Burkett. If you want to hear about my travels to Europe, listen to this week's episode of Dan's Dabble and Babble.
Yes, and Dyer, where can people get more of you?
On the Twitter sphere at TMP Dyer. Dennis, where can they follow you and the show?
You can follow me at TMK Dennis on Twitter, the show at Talk Moon Knight. To be determined if that will change. And go on over to patreon.com/talkingmoonknight for more information about the show. Join the Discord, all that stuff. Give us a 5-star review if you like this. Go back, list our old catalog. Do whatever you want to do. Enjoy the show, that's all we ask. Until next week, do not forget.
It's Barbara time for real.